Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Since you've been gone, I feel my life slipping away.
It's 38 Special bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ray Keating is our guest. Ramon Keating, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Murderer's Row, the brand new Pastor Stephen Grant novel. That's his brand new book. I've got a stack of them here. I almost can't see over all the different kinds of books he's written. Very prolific author, but most of the time he is the chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, and one of the economists that we turn to keep us posted on how things are going. Ray, you've been doing some research and some reporting recently on how things are going out here on Main Street. Tell us about it.
Well, the interesting data that came out earlier this week, I mean, this has been a crazy week for me. I've been all over the place. But, you know, industrial production numbers came out earlier this week. And what we're talking about is it's a measure of the physical output of manufacturing, mining, electricity, and gas utility. That's what we're talking about here. So it's the actual output index of it. So we're not getting into the issues of real dollars or nominal dollars or anything else. But this is a critical part of the economy. And what we saw was industrial production fell in May by 0.2%. And we are now on a stretch here of several months, actually going back to late last year, that industrial production has been on the decline. There, even with some revisions recently in the data, it's still on the decline. And also,
is this decline exacerbated by the dropping of oil prices?
Well, yes. I mean, you do have some factor in terms of the mining, but
I mean, can you see an overlay of the decline? Does it track the oil drop in oil prices?
Well, what it does, yeah. Well, the decline in oil prices to the extent, and it certainly has not to the extent that people have argued, has.
Right.
Slowed the production of shale gas and tight oil and so on.
Right, because that's part of your metric, isn't it?
It is.
Those industries are part of the metric.
But if you look at just the manufacturing aspect, you see the same thing. You see declines,
when maybe with energy prices going down, those should be going up, right?
Yeah, exactly.
There should be an inverse reaction to consumption of petroleum,
right?
To offset the production of petroleum.
Yep, and you can make that case. And also, though, overall, you can't just ignore what's going on, obviously, in mining, because that's part of the overall.
You mean President Obama's attack on coal?
Yeah, well,
I'm not picking on President Obama. He declared war on this industry.
That is accurate.
I'm basically reciting his words.
Yes, and no, I'm not disagreeing with you.
The only thing he didn't say is, I declare war on coal. He basically said everything and he may have actually said that. I don't remember.
His actions are clear in terms of the coal.
His actions. He said
Right. And, well, both. I mean, officers just say things all the time.
That's right.
It's what he said, and it lines up with the actions. And
yeah.
The only thing that, quite frankly, when you look at coal, the coal numbers, the only thing that has been positive on the coal front has been exports.
Yeah.
Overall production obviously is down with everything that Obama is pushing and his EPA is pushing. But the only good news on the coal front has been exports.
At a time when we have an electric grid that is being, we're asking an awful lot of it, and we're not bringing on really any new production of electricity to speak of, as I can tell. We've got coal-fired electricity plants that are being shut down.
Yes, I mean,
what's wrong with that picture, Ray?
It makes no sense. It's Obama administration answering to green extremists.
Well, it's not. He's not just answering. I mean, I think I think they've got a cheerleader here. I mean, I don't think he needs. I know that's his base, part of his base. But I think he's right there. I mean, I think he's the lead guy.
He's a true believer. Right?
Yeah, there's no question.
Absolutely.
So what else can you report?
No doubt about it. But just one more on the industrial production aspect. Down in April and May. So this, you know, what we keep hearing is, you know, the economy was down in the first quarter, negative growth.
Yeah.
Negative 0.7%. We keep hearing that there's going to be a tremendous jump back in the second quarter, and mm-hmm. I certainly hope there will be. But when you look at these industrial production numbers, you really
it's
have
not
to
showing up.
And say what's going
and,
on.
Clearly, the Fed had these records on their desk yesterday, which contributed to them not raising rates in June.
Yeah,
and as many predicted, other than me, because I predicted they would not. But
Fed's inconsequential.
Yeah.
This, you know, the Fed's been inconsequential, quite frankly, Jim, for a number of years. The only thing that the Fed is doing is making things worse by creating more uncertainty.
I agree.
That's the bottom line.
Well, and they've created a time bomb on Wall Street.
Yes, and that's everything they've created, they think they've saved the economy, and what they've actually done is created these huge threats and tremendous amount of uncertainty. That's the bottom line.
Well, and they made a lot of people rich in the process and have created a great deal of jeopardy, as far as I'm concerned, for Main Street right now.
I would not disagree with you in any way, shape, or form. The Fed has, you know, again, these policymakers talk themselves into all sorts of things, and the notion that, you know,
would you nationalize the Fed? Would you make it a political animal?
No, you know what? For everything that the Fed has done, no way.
Yeah,
because
I agree with that. Some people want to do that. I had a guy on yesterday who thinks we should.
When nations
do that.
Go down that path, Jim,
I agree. So would you abolish the Fed? Would you abolish the Fed?
It's not realistic.
Yeah.
So
right.
I'm not. I don't.
So
even
the bottom line is, you're still worried. You're seeing underlying. Underlying factors that are telling you the economy is going downward a little bit. Quick.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.